If you are watching us, thank you. And if you're not watching us, get to a device quickly because we have a boxer here in the studio and he has brought three of his belts, his championship belts. And he's got one.
I mean,
I've
so
got
big,
one.
I'm trying to like. Okay.
And Ashley's got one. And the boxer is such a great guy. He's from right here in Rock Hill. Craig Pressure Parker is his name. And Craig, welcome once again back to Palmetto Mornings.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for letting us hold and wear these belts. As a kid, when I would see a boxer wear these belts and hold them up, I would always say to myself, God, those look heavy. They are extremely
heavy.
Yeah, they put I guess they put a lot of work to it. Because, you know, to get one of them, you have to put a lot of work in. So I guess, you know, so that's well appreciated.
Well, you're a boxer, so your body can hold the weight of this belt. I think me and the belt wear the same. So it's basically like wearing me around your waist for sure. Craig, kind of reintroduce yourself to our audience. So you're from right here in Rock Hill, and you've had a lot of success as a boxer.
Yes, I'm right here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, where I represent. Wherever I go, I represent Rock Hill, South Carolina. I'm 19-0 as a professional boxer with 19 KOs, all by the way of knockout. You know, that's all God's work. And just, you know, end the 2024 year beautiful, you know, with the UBO belt and the WBA Continental belt. So I am ranked number 14 by the WBA. That's World Boxing Association. So looking this year, the middle of this year, and probably the end of the spring to bring a world title here.
So you're ranked 14th in the world or in just the U.S.?
No, I'm ranked number 8.
Oh, number 8?
In United States.
Oh, my gosh.
And 14th in the world?
14th by the WBA. It's okay. For a sanctioned belt. So you got the IBF, you got the WBC, and WBO, and WBA. So they're the biggest belts out there. So I'm one of the continental champions of the WBA. So my next fight will be for the WBA world title. So then it will put me in the...
When is that going to take place?
Don't know. So, you know, them guys, you know, it's just a call. Oh. So, you know... But I'm looking to fight for a world title here soon, probably late spring. Hopefully I get that call. So it'll be excited.
So in the meantime, do you just spend your time training and lifting weights and preparing for that call to come?
Yes, I just stay, you know, like it's a fight tomorrow. I always just stay prepared. So when that call do come, I would just, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, I will be ready to, you know, enter the ring.
What does your diet look like? Like, what do you eat?
Well, for me, I just tried this new keto diet, and it kind of worked good for me. You know, some people it probably don't, but for me, it worked good, you know, because it's just taking all the carbs away. And I guess that's what mostly people fill their body up with, everyday carbs. So when I take the carbs away and just, you know, eat meat and eat a lot of greens and vegetables and stuff like that, body just naturally be ready.
Now, we see on some of the belts and on your jacket that you have on that you're known as Craig Pressure Parker. Now, where does the pressure come from?
I think just, you know, growing up, you know, as a kid, I used to always get bullied and jumped on and different things like that. So I think as growing up, the decisions I had to make was like by a short matter of a time. So it's like being in a ring. It's like, you know, you have to think quick. So it was like always under pressure. So that's why I nicknamed myself Pressure, because everything I had to do in life was just like that pressure moment, you know.
Did your experience as a young person, you mentioned being bullied, drive you to get into boxing? Because we hear a lot of young people that do face those kind of challenges. People encourage them to turn to a sport where they can take control, you know, boxing, MMA fighting, karate. Is that how you entered into this sport?
But I didn't get into it too young. What happened was I had a friend that got into some trouble, and he had to do community service at a local boxing gym. So we hang out every day, and he invited me up there while he was cleaning up. And a guy walked in there and said, "Do you want to get in the ring?" And I turned it down because the guy he wanted me getting there with looked it pretty good. And he and my
friend, Craig.
Yeah, him and my friend convinced me to get in, and I got in, and I think I was just trying to protect myself because when I got out, I had two black eyes, but when I looked in the mirror and my friend ended up shaking his head, like, my bad, you know, I should, you know, convince you to get in there, but that's the first time I ever felt like I could do this.
Wow.
I could do this. So I never felt it included in anything. I always felt like an outcast. But, you know, when I found boxing, I just felt like I'm gonna let nobody take this moment from me. So
that's a great story. So your friend's bad actions actually turned into success for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you still friends with the friend today?
Well, it was a while. No, okay. I guess, you know, the older you get, it's like everybody yeah. just start going their own separate ways. So
yeah.
We still probably talk once in a while, but he changed my life, you know.
He really did.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's a great story,
and
Craig.
And you have God's plan yeah. on the back of your jacket.
Yes.
And I mean, clearly that was part of,
yeah,
of a bigger plan.
Yeah. This, you know, me just being here today is God's path. For me, you know, and I just always want to let people know that God got me here. You know, everybody be like, man, how you going there and just get rid of these guys? I'm saying, I'm a witness. Just, you know, what God can do for you. So mm-hmm. I'm just being a witness. Every time I get in there and come out being victorious, I'm just a witness of what God can do if you believe and you keep hope. And, you know, I always consider myself as like the, you know, when you go down that yellow road, you know, like the Wiz, you know, I was the lion. But didn't have no courage. Mm-hmm. So God gave me courage and said, now I want you to go around the whole world. That's why boxing is a worldwide sport, and tell your testimony and let people know what God can do for you if you just believe and just understand that he have a plan for you just as well as he had for me, and I'm living it. Well,
that's a fantastic story.
That is
a way to
story.
Use your talents to spread the word of religion, right,
yes.
and Christianity
yes.
To those that might not hear it anywhere else.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Wow. So where can folks see you in action?
Late spring. I will keep everybody updated. If you follow my Craig Parker Boxing Instagram, that's for everything, Instagram, Facebook, all my social media. So if you follow that, I will keep you updated and on, you know, any fights or anything that's coming up. And like I said, I'm just so blessed to stay and live in Rock Hill and to have the support group that I do have, you know. And you know, Joe Hamilton and, you know, David Williams been just awesome to me. And, you know, like local places as BWA, they've been great help for me. Just everybody around Rock Hill. Just Rock Hill, just a place if you ever want to live, come to Rock Hill. You know, and I've been a lot of places. But Rock Hill, it just everything, it's like Disney World to me.
Oh, you know? Gosh, so Craig, that's great.
I appreciate being here.
Used to be the slogan, the ambassador for the city of Rock Hill. Meet visitors wearing nothing but this belt that we have around our shoulders.
Yeah.
And that will really welcome folks to our great city. Well, congratulations again to Craig Parker and all of his success. He's a boxer from right here in Rock Hill. Currently, he's 19-0.
Yes.
19-0, ranked 8th in the country, and then 14th.
About a WBA.
Okay. So he knows what he's doing. And so congratulations on all your success. Let us know how you continue to do and keep us in the loop when the spring boxing match comes together, and we'll be there to help support it.
Thank you. No I really problem. Appreciate it.
Thank you.